Back here on WBAL, and let's go back into time, and let's look at the 1989 draft when the Orioles selected the best college pitcher, back then undisputed best college pitcher, out of LSU of all places, in Big Ben McDonald, and he joins us now. Ben, how are you?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Doing very well. We had a chance to talk a bunch last year, and you've called Orioles games these last few years, but you've seen Kevin Gausman come of age, and you saw him pitch at your alma mater. And let's go back to then. As far as a college pitcher goes, how good was he?
Well, I mean, he was, you know, when you play in the SEC, the Southeastern Conference, I mean, you know, it's arguably the best baseball conference out there in college baseball. And, you know, he was a first-line guy. You know, he was a dominant guy. You know about the fastball and the breaking ball and the changeup. But, you know, he went out and competed, and he was as good as anybody in the SEC last year. That's the reason why the Orioles, you know, took him so high in the draft last year as they did. But he's a polished guy, a guy that's been around and played some big-time college competition, you know, Team USA guy. And so, you know, he's poised. He's been there before. I think, you know, I'm so excited for him and his family. I think he'll do well with his call-up. I really do.
And there's so many interesting, relatable things between you and Kevin Gausman. You were the first overall pick. He's the fourth overall pick. You both went to Louisiana State University. You did have two very brief outings with Frederick in high A ball. He's had 13 pro outings. You did make it to the big leagues the same year you were drafted. And take us back then, Ben. That was a pretty, not controversial, but that was a much debated thing back then. And now the game has changed in a lot of ways. But take us back to your own experience after just two minor league starts to get called up to the big leagues.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think a lot has to do with your stuff and how well you compete and how poised you are on the mound, how quickly they bring you up, you know. And then you start to see Harper and Trout and some guys starting to come up, you know, a little earlier than they would have years ago. But I think guys are starting to realize the game's changed a little bit, and these guys can come in, and while they'll be overmatched at times, they can compete and they can do well, you know. And I think Gausman has the mental capacity to do that just because of where he's been, and not being a high school guy, being a college guy that played the big time program, I think he's more likely to be able to take the bumps in the road that's going to come. But I think he'll go out and he'll do a good job for the Orioles. And I just think that he's a poised young man. Y'all saw him in spring training. Now you know what kind of stuff that he has, and he has a way above average fastball that can, you know, reach the upper 90s at times, but he's going to sit in the low to mid 90s for the most part. He has a much improved breaking ball that, you know, Alan Dunn, who came from the Orioles organization, is now the pitching coach at LSU, and by the way, doing a wonderful job helping develop young pitchers at the college level. You know, and then his changeup to me is one of the best changeups around. I mean, he really throws that circle change, and he turns it over, and the ball really falls out of it. And so he's a complete package as far as guys that has some experience coming in at an amateur level. And stuff-wise, I mean, he's a true three-pitch pitcher that really can throw three pitches for strikes almost at any count. And I think he'll go out and he'll compete. He's a bulldog out there. I think Oriole fans will love him. And, you know, I mean, if he gets through the first inning tonight, because there's a lot of jitters that first time out. I mean, you're finally in the big leagues. You got the wow factor going on. I can't believe I finally made it here and I'm here. It's a dream come true. But I think if he gets through that first inning tonight and settles down a little bit, I look for him to, you know, to go deep in ball games, because as you guys know, he is a strike thrower and has always been just pounded the strike zone with way above average stuff. And the few walks that he has this year is really how he pitched at LSU as well. And I look for him to do it at the big league level, maybe throw a little bit more balls and, you know, off the plate when he gets ahead, maybe a little bit more. But for the most part, he wants to work deep in ball games, and he understands in order to do that, he's got to keep his pitch count down.
Former Oriole Ben McDonald with us here on BAL. That walk total, Ben, 5 walks in 8 AA starts in the Eastern League. I mean, that's freakish, is it not?
No, it really is. I mean, it really, really is. And, you know, he just pounds it. He is confident in his stuff, and he goes out and does it. But, I mean, it's command of the strike zone, and he definitely commands the strike zone with 3 different pitches. And, you know, believe it or not, guys, we got a guy down here at Baton Rouge, right, the Nola kid, who's got, you know, 10 walks and 100 innings pitched over here. And they just pound the strike zone here, and he'll be a high first-round pick next year, just a sophomore this year. But it's really unheard of for guys to command the strike zone. But his mechanics have been constantly getting better. And again, Alan Dunn helped him out a bunch last year, getting more consistent with his pitches and his mechanics. And I'm sure whoever's been working with him, you know, in the few starts that he has in the minor league has helped him out as well. He's growing into that body. He'll fill out even more. And I think he's going to be a big pickup. I think he's going to be a big part of the Orioles' rotation for years to come.
Ben, looking back at your experience, do you think mentally you were ready to pitch in the major leagues right out of LSU?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think that I was mentally, as far as understanding, you know, how to set up guys and how to do those certain kinds of things. No, but I felt mentally that I could take, while it wasn't easy, and you hate it when it happened, I could take those nights when you only pitched three innings and you gave up six earned runs. And I wasn't the kind of guy that, you know, that felt sorry for myself. I felt like that, hey, I wanted to get right back up. I wish I could go out there the next day and compete again. And I think that's the kind of guy that Kevin Gausman is. I think he's the kind of guy that's with the Bulldog mentality, that wants the ball, that wants to be on the mound like I did in the big situations. And I don't think he's going to back down from a challenge, you know. And while I wasn't ready to be there from a mental standpoint as far as, you know, how to set up guys and this, that, and the other, and learning hitters, I felt like I was ready to be there as far as being able to accept failure and being able to accept, you know, a little bit of having success and learning as I go. And listen, if you got two choices to learn, whether learn at the big league level or learn at the minor league level, hey, I want to learn at the big league level. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a tough place to learn and the best hitters in the world, but if I got a choice, that's where I want to learn. And I felt like I was fine doing it.
Pretty interesting stuff. In 1989, the Orioles draft Ben McDonald first overall. The next year in the first round, they take a college pitcher again, and a guy by the name of Mike Mussina. In 2011, the Orioles take Bundy, a high school kid. And then last year, they take Kevin Gausman, back-to-back fourth overall pick. So I know the Orioles are trying to get back to drafting, developing pitchers after about a couple of decades, Ben, of unfulfilled promises with some of the highly touted arms that have come up through the pipeline.
Yeah, I mean, listen, drafting is so important, and, you know, Baltimore has some of the best fans in the world. There's no doubt about that. And being involved, very little looking in from the outside. I was shocked when I went back to help Duke at ball games here, you know, a few years back, and there wasn't many people in the seats. Like, I remember it being 45 or 46,000 people every night that I played there, you know. And so, you know, and listen, the talent level, whatever happened, you know, with the drafting just didn't work out. But I can see that they're moving in the right direction now, you know, and those draft picks. And Manny Machado came up last year, and look, he hasn't looked back. I think guys will do well. Well, Bundy, once he gets healthy, you know, I think he's going to be a big pickup as well. And, you know, there's been some injuries and whatnots, and you know, great season last year for the Orioles, and hopefully they can, you know, get it going this year and get everybody healthy and start heading back in the right direction.
Ben McDonald, we really appreciate it. I know you'll be watching as a proud Tiger tonight when Kevin Gausman takes on the Blue Jays.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
That's Big Ben McDonald. We're back with more next here on WBAL.